to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. I listen because Rod and Karen are hot.
Television conditions Americans to accept wide ranges of force used against suspects. It is a symptom more than a cause, of course, because this deadly farce is not merely the result of cop buddy movies. The numbers reinforce the attitudes that play out every day on juries, at parties, over dinner, the childish need for justice to be uncomplicated. A study appearing in 2015 issue of Criminal Justice and Behavior on the effect of police dramas on the public reported that only 1 in 10 respondents believe police use force when making an arrest. But when police did, 79% believe suspects deserved it. The study also reported that 63% of respondents believe police rarely or never coerced false confessions from suspects. The study concluded that watching crime dramas increased the probability of believing the use of force was necessary by 6 percentage points. They're living in fantasy. Hey, welcome to the Blackout Tales podcast. Your host Rod and
Karen.
And we're live on a Monday, ready to do some podcasting. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic. Just search the Blackout Tips. Leave us 5-star reviews. The official weapon of the show is
the taser,
an unofficial sport,
bullet ball,
a bullet ball extreme. Oh man, you can find us everywhere, guys. That excerpt today is from Full Dissidence by Howard Bryant. Brilliant book. And it's in the chapter about cops, copaganda, and it talks about policing and all this other stuff. And that is so true. I was thinking about this the other day. People, well, white people,
right? Because I'm about to say, who are they surveying?
White people refuse to believe in the corruptness of police.
They refuse to believe. All the goddamn movies is about their corruptness. I don't understand this.
Right, all the TV shows, all the movies, you know, and it's to the point where we accept it. It's really blasé. Like, it's not a big deal to see dirty cops in a movie, right? Think about this. I watch all of the Marvel Netflix series, all of them. Every last one of them, one of the core elements is you can't trust the police. The police are always in on it. The police are always part of the problem. The police are always corrupt with a couple of good apples, not a couple of bad apples, a couple of good apples. And that is just accepted in the Marvel universe. This is Marvel. This is the biggest platform, the biggest shows. And that is a thing, and no one gets upset about it. The police union doesn't talk about how terrible it is. You have shows like The Shield, you know, where it's about a cop who is dirty, but quote unquote gets the job done. You know, Chicago PD and all these other shows where these cops don't even just have questionable morals. They're downright dirty cops. They do things dishonorably, and yet they still can be the protagonists of a show. You know, The Wire, how, The Pursuit of Justice had these cops taking shortcuts and, you know, making shit up and all that stuff. Like, this is the stuff that goes out into the world. Now, I wouldn't be so bothered by it if people looked at it like me, where I'm like, hey, I believe this world, this fictional world, has more in common with the real policing.
Right.
You know, but at the end of the day, people go, no, this fictional world is pure, that's fiction. And so black people's very real experience with policing is not. So us saying, hey man, these motherfuckers really do hit you upside the head and violate your rights. There is this belief like that doesn't happen. And if it does happen, it's very rare. And when that does happen, you deserved it.
Yes, because it's not happening to them. You know, they're out there protesting, they get bopped upside the head, so now all of a sudden your attitude has changed.
Yeah, the thing I always think about with the use of force and all this stuff, and the videos that we see now, it's the tip of the iceberg. We see very few of the deaths that happen at the hands of the police.
Correct.
And because police have been afforded infallibility and trust from the white citizenry of America, whatever they report goes into the news.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they report is accepted as a truth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up to the dead body to prove them wrong. It's up to the evidence to prove them wrong. And even when it does, people would rather believe the lie than to believe the truth, you know. And that's I think that's a big part of why so much of this happens. And this is like decades long now of propaganda for police that has gone into our brains that, you know, without really, if you're not a critical thinker or if you're a person who can't separate fiction from reality, these things have effects on people. And especially if your lived existence as a white person is one where you typically are on the good side of law enforcement, you are the one treated with respect, you are the one who is you know, who has their rights respected and stuff, so you don't believe that someone would violate your rights. That's a rule, you're not supposed to do that. Well, they might not violate a white person's rights as readily as they would violate mine, even though they do violate both, but just, it's easier for you to believe the lie that is America than to believe the truth that is America. So I feel like, you know, watching what's been unfolding over the weekend and stuff, people are finally seeing, white people are finally seeing, and they can't even lie about it anymore,
and they don't know how to respond. A lot of them are not responding well to it. And it's one of the things where a lot of black and brown and other people going, we've been dealing with this shit forever. Welcome to the club. I mean, I'm glad you're here. But, you know, yeah, I see you having a mental breakdown, but now it's time to fight against the system and change it. It ain't just time for you to get in the corner and cry and whine and just, woe is me. If we did that shit, what would be the point of getting up in the morning? You have to push through it.
Yeah. Dave Chappelle's making jokes about cops framing niggas and killing them softly. It's a long time ago. You know, all these TV shows, all this, you know, we know policing is dirty. You know, and we're just now really getting enough people in this short moment, what I consider to be a very temporary moment.
Yes.
White people cannot sustain this level of support and allyship and outrage. They can't do it.
No, they don't have no longevity.
They don't, because they don't have to live with it, and they can go back.
Right. They can opt out at any moment.
Yeah. So I'm for everybody getting in while the getting's good.
Get in while the grease is hot.
You know, whether it's black people bringing up every little infraction they can think of, or whether it's white people using the get out of racism free card right now, just being like, I'll take a knee, Black Lives Matter to me. And at this point, it's like, all right, I guess you're coming to the cookout, because it's really everybody on board right now. And I don't think that environment's going to last forever.
Mm-mm. You know, something will happen to always fracturing, and what happens is race and racism.
Yeah, I mean, what happened to verses? Remember those? It's the biggest thing in quarantine for the last couple months. What happened? Racism took verses away.
Wow,
we haven't had a versus. It's like 2 weeks now,
right? Because they started passing all the stupid ass law rules and all that.
No, I'm not talking about the music rules. I'm just saying people been in the streets. People don't feel comfortable making, you know, let's go inside and listen to some music and watch Bounty Killer and Beanie Man. People ain't doing that shit now. They ain't with that. It's not the time. So it's like we lost everything, man. That was two Sundays ago. Last Sunday, I think, that was the gospel when Kirk Franklin.
It was. I think that was the last one.
Yeah, man. Like, we lost. We, like, this shit taking everything, okay? Racism undefeated. Well, somebody say coronavirus had a 28-3 lead. You know? Like, gave it up to racism. As always with America. Anyway.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. I can go anywhere, friends to know and ways to grow, a reading rainbow. I can be anything, take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow, a reading rainbow.
All right, let's get into the show, guys. Let's see, I guess we can start with some coronavirus news. It's not as much as it used to be. I guess everybody think the coast is clear. I don't know.
Mm-mm, it ain't clear.
All right, well, let's see. We'll do, how about... how about coronavirus Hood Rich Beats? Is it just a beat? It's only a minute long. This might not be a song. You know, Let's do this one. Coronavirus quarantine with a chicken wing.
I went to Jimmy John's. Got me an Italian night job. I'm saying.
The whole song.
Oh, boo.
Quarantine with the chicken wing. That was
pointless.
What is the point of that?
There was none.
Jesus Christ. I'm sorry. That's
a waste of a song. We didn't know, y'all. I told you we don't know.
We never listened to these before, so you know what? I will give you one
that
more.
That was so short.
It was so bad. I'll do one
that
more.
Too.
This is probably terrible too. But man. This is called Rebuke Coronavirus by Young Man of God.
Oh no.
It's a sermon, I think.
Might be.
I don't know. This might be a rap. That when you get that drop like that, that's normally a rap.
Yeah. This coronavirus messing up people's lives. Some are struggling to survive. Lord knows the news is going overboard with the whole entire situation. God, I trust you. We must keep on fighting through this tough devastation. He won't put no more on us what we can bear. We gotta stay humble in prayer. This is all part of the plan. We gotta practice social distance. Stay away from the next man. We cannot let this virus spread even more. We already going through this hard storm. What we can't ignore. A lot of things in our life is happening for a reason. We gotta get connected to God and our family through this tough time so we can be blessed on this season. We gotta keep our hands up every step the way. God knows how much more we can take. It's out of our hands and under his control. We gotta keep the faith so we don't fold.
Wait, what? What's the rest of the verse?
I don't know. He was upbeat.
Is there
What's
a chorus?
Here?
We gotta keep on wearing the mask for our own protection. We gotta stay 6 feet away from each other so we can head in the positive direction. It's gonna take a lot for
These are some bad bars.
I give this a D. Now, the reason I'm not giving it an F is because it was at least on topic, okay?
Now, it was
he did
on topic.
Make a song rebuking coronavirus.
You got F. You gave a little bit of effort.
I do not believe this person recorded this twice. I believe this is a first, a one-time, one-take hove. And this is why Jay-Z is better than everybody else, okay? Your one take, not equivalent to Jay-Z's one take.
Nope.
That was horrendous.
Not good at all.
He was struggling so hard.
Right.
He was so off beat, but then he was trying to do that thing where you stretch to get to the beat, where he's like, because we gotta get to the virus, and then we're gonna go.
Like, see, MC Karen could do better than that. Y'all know she can't rap.
Like, come on, man. Write the shit down, put some more words in it, make the words line up to how many are in a fucking stanza. What are you doing?
I don't know.
Coronavirus news, guys. Shutdowns prevented 60 million coronavirus infections in the U.S., a study finds. Oh, wonder what the not shutdowns are gonna do. Think about this. We just crossed 2 million, I believe.
To around the world.
2 million in, no, America. Oh, no. While this shit been going, it's still going. So we have crossed 2 million in America. Yes.
Good God.
Mm-hmm. If I'm not mistaken,
I'm thinking around the world. He's like, no, baby, just hit.
Yeah, I think I just read that on Twitter. Let me make sure. U.S. coronavirus cases. Yeah, I read yesterday. It was like we are over 2 million. Yeah, 2 million confirmed. 530K recorded. 113,000 deaths. Mm. Yeah. But the shutdown orders not really supported by the president, to be honest.
Nope.
Him fighting it every step of the way, trying to reopen the economy, him saying mission accomplished 2 months ago.
Right.
So yeah, those orders have saved hopefully 60 million people from getting infected. Now what does that mean when we're really just delaying it? It's gonna reopen. Our state, our home state right now in South Carolina, both experiencing going up.
Yes sir. In South Carolina, they was like, y'all know what, we still gonna have graduation, bitch. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
So, you know,
I feel bad. I'm glad I ain't got no kid, because I be like, baby, we gonna be graduating right here in the backyard, your ass, and I'm not going to no goddamn graduation.
Yep. So we'll see what happens, but with the protest and the Make America Great Again protest, and then the, you know, get out in the streets for a George Floyd protest, might see another bump. Coronavirus. Golfers hid in a van to evade ferry rules. A group of golfers hiding in a van were among hundreds of people caught trying to make non-essential journeys to Calmac ferries. The stowaways were discovered on a sailing boat between Largs and the Isle of Cumbre in the Firth of Clyde.
So these are like when they do vehicles. So they hid in some of the vehicles.
Mm-hmm. They concealed themselves in vehicles. They were among 273.
Good God.
273 incidents and attempted non-essential trips since March 26th. The company is operating a reduced service due to the coronavirus crisis. Calmac has limited use of its ferries to essential travel for islanders, key workers, and delivery of supplies. So they wanted to play golf.
How the hell was they going to get back?
I guess stowaway on the way back too. Yeah. This is why the zombie apocalypse people that get bit and hang around everyone else are real. That's the realest writing right. On TV. Let's see. Hollywood reveals its reopening plan for movie and TV studios. Yeah, a lot of people are reopening, like with the movies, the sports leagues.
Like I say, we will see. Maybe I'm the crazy one. I'm like, y'all know we ain't got no vaccine, right? Right? Y'all know we don't have a vaccine, right? Oh, okay. So I understand everybody won't get back to normal, but there is no normal until we get a vaccine. All you're going to do is go out there and the coronavirus is going to touch everybody and you're going to have to shut the shit down again.
Yeah, they're trying to do things like staggered meal times. No more buffets. Like the craft services buffet, no more of that. Right. Meals and snacks should be served in individual packing and wrap portions. The company say casting should be conducted via self-tape or online video conference. And if that's not possible, a plexiglass partition should be placed between performers and observers. Whenever possible, a virtual writer's room should be utilized. As far as during actual production, they go as far as to suggest studios amend scripts or use digital effects to avoid such things as fight scenes or scenes with intimacy. They also discourage the use of live audiences. They also include suggestions on other expected safety measures, like the regular testing of all employees, the use of face coverings at all times, and they say all cast and crew members should be trained on proper hand hygiene practices. So
yeah, and the thing is, now we have to write shit around that. Like, we have to write shit around these rules. Sometimes it takes so much to reopen. I'm like, why the fuck are you reopening? You have to put so much effort and money into reopening. Is it worth reopening if I have to put all these barriers out just for us to reopen?
Mm-hmm. Also, like, what are you gonna do when people film different states? Not everything films in Hollywood.
Nope.
Like, some people film in Georgia. Georgia ain't got no rules.
Mm-mm.
Georgia, like, just do shit like you want to. So I don't know what you're gonna do. Coronavirus. Couples should wear face masks during sex to cut risk of spreading the virus, experts say. Turns out Jess Wood was ahead of the curve, y'all.
Wouldn't you though?
Mm-hmm. We was in here laughing, thinking Jess Wood was gonna be out here with the Rona, and something was gonna happen to her.
She is protected.
But, you know, Jess Wood's somewhere right now, you know.
I told you. What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you? Cause I told you. Mm-hmm. And when did I tell you? A long time ago. And what did I say will happen when I told you?
Exactly what just happened. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jess Wood was right. Use a mask. So, it's the safest way to have corona sex if you're worried your partner may have COVID-19.
No, cause that way they're gonna still breathe on you, but at least they ain't breathing directly in your face. Gonna be a lot of doggy styles.
of course the safest sexual position followed by masturbation abstinence is the safest sex, obviously, and then after that masturbation. But things like corona kissing will spread the virus like wildfire. Sex with people from your own household and those from other households were determined to be high risk activities.
Yeah, because the thing is, particularly if you're like, you know, me and Roger, which just been us, if one of us got it, the whole household got it. So
yeah, so you might as well have some nasty ass freaky sex.
May as well. I mean,
there's nothing,
you already got it,
you know,
nothing you can do about it by then.
Just have sex if you're, I guess the devil is in you, because we're doing everything now. Okay, there's nothing else to do, Sal.
Nothing else to do, Sal.
The world leader scientists recommend that couples take precautionary measures, including surgical masks to prevent the spread of coronavirus while bouncing around the bedroom. I mean, it could also be kind of high. I'm sure that's somebody's kink.
Of course,
you know, somebody's rap, you know. I always wanted to have sex in Mad Max reality or something, I don't know. Scientists also recommend wearing condoms. What? Oh, this is some bullshit. Fuck this study. Oh, I don't think so, buddy.
Shouldn't you been doing that beforehand?
You just lost all your scientific credibility with that one. Okay, we
I guess they said the coronavirus come out of all the mouths,
right? A condom in these times.
And you know the coronavirus out there.
We are all together in these times, which means no condoms. But yeah, another study showed coronavirus has now somehow morphed into an STD. Some men have traces of the virus in their semen. The researchers really went all in, telling people to avoid sexual behaviors with a risk for fecal oral transmission or that involves semen or urine. Oh yeah, I can see that. But don't get any of that semen and urine in your mucous membranes, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so let's get into some other news, guys. There's other things that are happening. I feel like there's just so much happening, you know? You almost don't know where to begin. Looney Tunes cartoons banned Elmer Fudd and Yosemite Sam from having guns.
That's fine. Come in the new versions, because I know HBO Max is almost like revamping Looney Tunes. They did it a few years ago and I enjoyed them, but then they just stopped. But HBO Max is redoing them and I'm fine with that. Like I don't have a problem with that at all.
Yeah, they say they're not going to do guns, but you can still do cartoony violence, TNT, the Acme stuff. All that was kind of grandfathered in. But
oh yeah, the Acme store is like the Amazon store. It ain't going to well.
Yeah. Here's my thing though. I don't think they should have guns because they racist. I don't have a problem with certain characters having guns in the Looney Tunes universe.
I can see that.
You know, I trust Bugs. You know, yeah. I trust Daffy. You know, because he's black. But
ain't he though?
I don't trust Yosemite Sam. I don't trust Foghorn Leghorn, and I don't trust Elmer Fudd. They all got a little maggot to them. You know, like. They should have never had guns in the first fucking place.
Right.
Like, something is wrong with those dudes. Those are the last motherfuckers that should get some guns. So, you know, I don't really want to hear it. Now, are they going to show up and protest at City Hall of Looney Tunes or HBO?
No.
With some signs? you know, the first Amendment wave, Second Amendment waving signs and shit? They going to show up with vest and Make America Great Again ass and shit? I say give me my gun back, boy. Oh man. Gabrielle Union files harassment complaint against Simon Cowell at NBC, so she finally made it official.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we knew it was coming when they did an investigation, and surprise, the total investigation found nothing was wrong.
She's like, oh, word? Okay. Nothing was wrong? Wow, so I was complaining for nothing?
Yeah, I mean, you knew they weren't going to stand with her on this shit. Like, what you mean the racism coming from inside the house? I don't think so. You sure you don't mean some racism you need to fix? Like, and of course, you know, Terry Crews hit her with that. And if it is, I ain't think none. So she was in trouble. Los Angeles, the LAPD said, you know what we need to do, y'all? We need to get out and talk to the people in the streets. You know, it's a lot going on out here.
Okay.
Now, of course, social distancing. So you can't just go talk to the people in the streets. So instead, you do Zoom meetings, Karen. Okay, you go on Zoom, you open it up to the public, and you say, hey, come talk to us. Tell the LAPD how we are doing. And the people call in, and I'm sure it was a great time.
Nope, nothing but racists tapped in that phone line.
Oh, that's what you think happened.
Mm-hmm. Upgrade your scrubs to this.
We don't want to hear this ad, okay?
That's all they tapped
so you,
in.
So there's you're going,
no cotton.
God damn it.
Hello.
You're going with
I'm
racism.
A resident in Los Angeles,
yeah,
and I'm absolutely disgusted by the state of things. I'm disgusted by what has been happening in regard, in particular, to the way protesters are being treated in this city. I have never felt less safe exercising my right to protest peacefully than I did when the police showed up. There are no clear instructions being given to people. There is no effort at de-escalation being made. There is an effort to trap people, put them in fear, and just wait and hope that somebody makes a mistake so that force can be used. We should be being protected. I should not feel unsafe when the people who serve and protect on their vehicles show up. I feel less safe when I see police. And I'm a white person. And it's just, I wasn't going to swear on this. It is absolutely ludicrous. The police, I hear at the beginning of this meeting, I hear in your statement that you're committed to taking action. And yet no definable action has been taken. No definable action has been outlined even. I'm hearing all of this stuff about how, you know, we're going to do a study. I want to see people fired. I want to see the police rebuilt from the ground. This is absolutely outrageous. And I also call for the firing of you, Moore, sitting there with your mask on. Disgusting, despicable treatment of people, human beings, the citizens of this city, human beings. Thank you.
Well, damn. She came in and shot all the shots. Shots fired.
Is that the racism you was looking for, Karen?
No, it was not.
Okay, so it was
I am pleasantly surprised.
Pleasant surprise. That was not even near the worst one.
She was like, and you will be here for my lawyer. Thank you.
I would like to speak to a commissioner, not Come just on. A manager, okay? Y'all are out here hitting white people, so I know y'all beating them niggas bad, okay?
That's exactly what that white woman said. She's like, I'm white! So what the hell is she doing to everybody else? Like, at least she understands.
Like, I know this shit is terrible, okay? I'm not stupid. I see what y'all doing. And that's like, those aren't even all the bad ones. Like, there were, I say bad, but really the good ones. There were some where people was like, straight up going in and like reading this motherfucker for filth.
They was not ready. Yeah. Like, when you open it up to the public, mm-mm.
Like they was
because hey, people are not happy with them.
Like resign then, bitch. Here's another one. I think
the narrative is that police are.
Oh wait, nah. This is now. This so I didn't need the. I don't want the editorial. I wanted the raw
version. Yeah, because
some people was cussing at them.
And that is yesterday during the course of press conference, made a terrible mistake and misspoke regarding the death of Mr. George Floyd. Looting is in no way comparable to his murder. My remarks were meant to convey my frustration with those who who, as they committed violence, attempted to justify their actions. I misspoke, and I did so terribly. I apologize, and I am sorry.
I'm going to say that Chief Moore should be fired. And the police commission isn't an oversight board if you aren't actively pushing for this. Blaming protesters for George Floyd's death is bad. It's horrible. But my God, when it turns out that the police are the ones causing the mayhem at protesters, at protests, we have a huge problem here.
Chief, you need to step down. You need to resign, or this commission needs to do its job and fire you.
And if you are in any way serious about serious change, Chief Moore has got to go.
You should all be ashamed of yourself.
He's blaming the protesters for George Floyd's death? Are you kidding me? Chief Moore needs to be fired.
You know, I think he absolutely should be fired. You, the commissioner, all of you should be doing your job and making sure that this man no longer shows up.
I get it. It was your knee-jerk reaction. But if that's your knee-jerk reaction, then you're not in the right job. I think you need to seriously consider resigning and allowing somebody who's better suited for this position to take over.
How dare you, Chief Moore? I'm quoting you from before because I typed it as you said it. We will investigate each complaint, and I promise to hold accountable anyone who violates our policy or commits misconduct. You sure haven't set a great precedent of that.
If you all really take your job seriously, you will fire this man.
I am a 16-year-old young black woman. Do you know the trauma behind watching countless black men and women be killed by racist police officers? And you are seriously gonna sit here and say that it is our fault that an innocent black man was suffocated to death? You should all be ashamed of yourselves. I'm 16 years old, and I know more than all of you.
I'm also here to accept the resignation of Sheriff Moore. I do believe that you're genuinely sorry about the reaction to your comments, but I would prefer a sheriff that never had those thoughts to begin with.
You being responsible as a police chief with so many deaths of African-American men and women, I mean, you might as well basically look at Commissioner Bonner right now and tell him that his kids' lives don't matter to you, because one day they're going to be as old as him and they're going to be abused by the police if something doesn't happen. So respectfully, I think you need to lose your job.
Really quickly, I'm calling for the resignation of Police Chief Moore because it's clear that your priorities are to protect your police force and not the people of Los Angeles.
Chief Moore, telling us stories that you feel justify your violence is not acceptable. Your story is not enough. We don't want to hear your narrative. We want you to listen to the stories of black people, the stories that you have worked to codify for generations. I have no choice but to advocate for the defunding of the police.
For Chief of Police, since you mentioned prayer, I am a prayerful person as well. And out of the overflow of a heart is what a man speaks. So if you misspoke, you really do need to go within your heart. If you are a believer, and understand why those words came out of your mouth.
We call for the resignation of the police chief Moore, who clearly doesn't understand.
This is civil unrest by definition, and Chief Moore should resign.
Unfortunately, we have no other option but to request the defunding of your department. Thank you. I yield the time.
First, Chief Moore, your words last night as the leader of LAPD.
It goes on like that for like three more minutes.
Dave was not ready. Like, y'all open it up to the what did y'all expect the public to say? Praise? What did he even say? I'm not trying to be funny. Like, I don't even think I know what he said.
Okay, I'll look it up. But yeah, he said basically that the protests are just as much to blame for for George Floyd death as the police.
That's not true.
Yeah. Let's see. Protests demand reform for LAPD. From LAPD police chief for vigil for George Floyd. Where are the original comments? Moore previously said LAPD used force in response to police injuries caused by objects that some protesters threw. According to multiple reports, LAPD officers have also injured numerous protesters, journalists, and even a homeless man in a wheelchair with rubber bullets. I always have to say, according to reports, we have it on tape. The fuck? You think motherfuckers got like a Marvel movie studio budget to fake the police attacking protesters? Get the fuck out of here. Where's the original comments? See, this is the thing. A lot of times they always try to like protect the cops in these fucking articles.
Right.
And they put the shit like, oh, well, it doesn't really matter what he said. Like, nigga, that's the whole fucking point.
That's why they mad. Why the fuck are they called it in?
Right. More held accountable like vigil. Yeah, see, they're not even saying his original comments.
Right. I'm like,
it's all the shit he said to clean it up. Right. Yeah.
Like you said, not there, but like you said, when you start Googling, you find the other shit is at the top, not really what he said.
Right. Let me try this again.
Got to be there somewhere.
Good grief. It shouldn't be this hard to find. Sorry we had to do this live on the air. I really try to have these things prepared ahead of time. He apologizes for saying George Floyd's death is on the hands of looters. That's what he said. Yeah, we didn't have protests last night. We had criminal acts. We didn't have people mourning the death of this man, George Floyd. We had people capitalizing. His death is on their hands as much as it is those officers.
Oh, they didn't kill nobody. The fuck are we talking about here?
Right, and this is after he's dead. So how could his death be on their hands through the, you know, product, through the way that life works and time, like it's time. Mm-hmm. they could not have been like, we killed George Floyd because we knew people were riot.
Right. And what's happening is that white people was out there and they was like, oh, I'm a criminal. That's why they hot, because they was like, right, I'm not a goddamn criminal.
But you know what, a lot of white people are trying their best, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I
get in their ass, use your privilege to as far as it can go.
Yeah, I said, you know, a while back that I was, that Donald Trump and his election has changed, the world forever, has changed race in this country, and people kind of want to keep that same energy, but I said, you're not going to be able to. The things that used to be unforgivable are no longer unforgivable because Donald Trump has successfully, the election of Donald Trump, and white people supported him, has successfully moved the bar.
Yes.
Now, you can be in denial of that if you want to. Be mad at me if you want to. All I do is call them, like I said, I'm calling balls and strikes. I don't have a dog in the fucking fight.
Mm-mm.
You can be a racist piece of shit, and right now, if you do the bare fucking minimum, everyone's going to go, thank you, because that's what the fight is now. This is, Trump is bigot Thanos, okay? He is bigot Thanos. Remember in Civil War, Captain America was fighting Iron Man, and it was like, God damn, this is unforgivable. And it was like, yeah, these niggas ain't never gonna be friends again. And then Thanos came across, and then Tony and fucking Steve was high fiving and doing motherfucking power moves together and shooting repulsor rays and making fucking time machines and going to other realities and getting time stones and shit. And it's like, now why the fuck are they doing this? I thought they hated each other's guts. I thought they said it's on sight for the rest of our life. You killed my mama.
Something bigger than them.
Fucking bigot Thanos is what Trump is, you know. And so considering that, I decided today it's time to start a brand new segment, because it's getting out of control. All right.
Okay.
It is getting out of control. It's so much, I can't even keep up with it. It's gotta have its own segment, guys. So this point in the show is gonna be called Welcome to the Cookout. And it's basically any white person that's done even the barest of minimum, they get a song, they get Welcome to the Cookout. Let's see who we're welcoming to the cookout first. This woman calls out her parents for being racist. Her own white parents.
This is what they ask people to do on Twitter.
The call is coming from inside the house.
Inside the house? What did she say?
No more Thanksgivings for her.
No.
Yes, there's
no.
Some that don't, and there's good people.
No.
Most of them just want to suck off the system or do something bad, like drugs or gangs.
And that's all they,
have been oppressed. They have not been given the same opportunities you have had.
They do, and there's plenty of black
people. No, they don't, Dad. And you not recognizing that as an issue is the reason why it's still continuing today.
I see them all over. There's all kinds of successful people that are of color. It doesn't matter what color, brown, white.
But it's a lot harder for them to get to that position.
It doesn't matter. When they do, they're fine. But there's always filthy animals.
You're calling people of color black animals. You're calling them animals. Are you kidding me?
You didn't let me finish.
That's not okay. No, no matter what, that's not okay. No matter what, it's not okay. Racism is not okay. Why do you think that racism is okay? Your statistics they can be warped. Statistics can be warped. You want me to show you videos? Do you want me to show you videos of cops? Because they can be warped.
She said that like a serious thing. You want me to show you videos of cops? Because I will do it, okay? I will turn YouTube on.
I have the facts.
Okay? I will show you.
I'm not giving statistics right now. They can be warped. Personal experiences can't.
No, because this is actually putting it into play.
Do I need to show you a bunch of videos of cops attacking protesters? Peaceful protesters.
Listen to this. This is the number.
You mean I'm informed and educated?
You're not, though.
Yes, I am.
They really say, oh, so you gonna watch, you gonna watch the truth? Oh, here you go with this bullshit.
Right.
Oh, look at this bitch. She over here watching the motherfucking cops beat up people and shit, talking about, oh, I got the facts. I have the facts. Let me log into Breitbart.com. E before I. Here are the facts.
Signed it in four.
Mom, I was watching political stuff and you said to turn that off because you don't want to hear about it. Because that means I am educated on it and you are not.
Now, I appreciate her using this energy on her parents because this is big. You don't whoop me energy. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, only elite whites can have this level of energy towards their parents, okay? Like, if this would have been some, you know, black parents, this might not have ended as well for her. If this would have been like, if they would have had a little more southern in them, this might not have ended well for her. But this is big. You never whooped me growing up. I'm gonna tell you, Gretchen.
Yeah, I get to speak my mind.
Yeah. Listen, Gretchen, you didn't watch the news. You told me turn off political stuff.
Sick of hearing it.
The fact that you can have that ignorance, really, ignorance for the majority is bliss.
Okay.
Ignorance for that minority is destruction.
That are wrong.
Mm.
This is just pure wrong information out there.
Just give me the statistic.
In 2015, 457 white people were shot to death by the police in the United States.
Okay.
223 were black.
76% of the population is white. 13% of the population is white. 13% is black. If they were being killed at the exact same rate by police officers, the rate of black people being killed would be 8.9. But it's not. It's 24%. The rate of white people being killed should be about where it is. So they're being killed at a higher rate. There is more white people, meaning that the amount of people killed by cops who are white would be higher.
The reaction of the person. I'm not saying it's right.
Good.
But if they started teaching them that this is the world that we live in, you don't want to be killed. Why do you think your friend's father taught him that?
So that his black son doesn't end up dead like Tamir Rice.
Because he doesn't want him to grow up with a chip on his shoulder. He doesn't want his black son to end up dead.
Right, nigga. Thank you. Thank you, white woman, white girl. Damn, this little white girl is in her parents' ass.
Yeah, you invited, babe. You get a plate.
All right, well, you guys know what it is.
You know what the segment is.
Let
you get some unlimited.
Play this record as frequently as possible. Then, as it becomes easier for you,
come on down, Haley.
Today, or as needed.
Come on, ones and threes.
Come over here and dance off beat with us. Somebody teach you how to electric slide. Show her how to wobble. yeah, it feels good. It feels good.
What are the statistics, good girl?
8.9%, huh?
Yeah. Come on, we see you.
She looked up all the facts.
Cause she knew. She knew them off the top of her head.
So she gets in. The bar's on the floor. You know, she didn't kill anybody. She probably still has to stay there, but you know, she got in. Okay. Let's see who else got in, guys. Oh man. Cops and civilians.
Okay.
Wash black protesters' feet.
Okay.
They wanted and they asked for forgiveness.
On behalf of Caucasian people.
It's all people.
It's all people. Karen mad. On behalf of Caucasian people. It's kind of all people if you think about it. Mm. She said it all quiet and shit. Mm-hmm.
No, it's not all.
Mm-mm. All people ain't fucked with black people. Wow, they really is washing their feet, though.
Yes, Father. It's our honor to stand here on behalf of...
Damn, the police is helping? Why do they have a speakerphone? You can't just say that.
I guess the Duke got people recording and stuff. I want everybody to hear what you're saying.
They praying?
Repenting, Lord, for our aggression. Lord, repenting for our pride. For thinking that we are better, that we are above. Lord, we repent. We stand here, we repent for our praying. Greed.
Damn, they crying.
Lord, that our greed that we have put our necks, put our hands, our knees upon the necks of our African-American brothers and sisters.
I don't know who's crying. Is that white people crying or black people crying?
Oh, I don't know, but I know it's tradition in the Bible. That was something that people did to
wash
their
feet,
right? To show humility, that they would wash their feet. Sometimes,
well, not just that, but this is to me making this is a landmark moment because y'all told me white people don't wash legs. So the white people came through on this one. They floated. Somebody get these white people some I hope y'all ready to do some pedicures at the cookout. Somebody go get me a bucket and some soap and water, some
somebody bring the nail polish over here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, get all up in my cuticles too. I want a clean feet.
Come
okay
on.
I want to feel out here like I'm walking on clouds out here.
Get that dead skin off their feet.
I want my toes to have them little webby things in them that when they soak them too long.
Yeah, that's about to bring out the Epsom salt.
Come on.
Go have some relaxed feet.
Somebody wash my mama feet real quick.
Be sure you get them corns real good.
Mm-hmm.
And calluses.
So they coming to the cookout. That's the rules, y'all. That's the rules. Oh, this one. Oh, these, I'm not gonna lie. This is a tougher segment than I thought. Some of these hurt. I don't want to let these people in, but I know these are the rules. If you're better than Trump, you're getting in.
Those are the rules.
This is a tough one, guys. Mitt Romney marches with protesters in Washington, D.C. Senator Mitt Romney marched with a group of Christian demonstrators in Washington on Sunday evening protesting the death of George Floyd. He tweeted about it. The George Floyd murder is abhorrent. Peaceful protests underscore the urgency of addressing injustices, but violence drowns the message of the protesters and mocks the principles of justice. In videos posted on social media, he's seen wearing a mask as the faith-based protesters march down Pennsylvania Avenue towards the White House. Romney had previously posted a statement on his Twitter account calling George Floyd's killing abhorrent. We need a voice against racism. We need many voices against racism and against brutality. We need to stand up and say Black Lives Matter, Romney told. God damn. Wow. He told NBC News while he was marching. This comes on the heels of Romney joining a group of prominent Republicans who say they will not vote for President Trump in 2020.
He was one of the few people that voted against Trump. I think he voted for impeachment.
Well, you know, he is religious. So
for those of you that think that gospel music has
come on,
you think we've gotten too radical with our message. Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory.
He over there with grandma and them.
Come on down, Mitten.
Come on.
And act like shake them magical underwear.
Down. Yes.
Come on.
Raise the roof. Come on.
Come on.
Raise the dog on the roof of the car.
It's so amazing. It gets me high up to the sky.
Yeah, he over there partying before it get dark. He be gone by 5, y'all. Don't.
He just wants some whole milk.
That's it.
A couple of cookies to go.
He won't be here long.
Oh, this all got a little too much salt for him. It's got a little
too spicy.
Do you have a diet Coke Zero? Mittens doesn't do all that extra,
all that sweet stuff
mm-hmm. You Negroes do.
He would like unsweetened tea.
Oh man, here's another tough one. It's another tough one, but we're just in a situation where we need everybody, and gonna have to learn to let some things go, black people. Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban has a long list of questions for those who don't believe white privilege exists.
Oh shit.
Yeah, my friend Mark Cuban. You know, we kick it now. We tweet back and forth sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to hit him with the dish you, and he got me back. He said, hit me with the truth. Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban took to Twitter on Friday to discuss race and, in particular, white privilege. Some questions to my friends with young sons who think that white privilege doesn't exist. And I can't even front, y'all. When I was reading this shit, I immediately thought of his older comments, and I was like,
Spider-Man does whatever a spider can, spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man.
I said, but you said, you cross the street when you see a black kid in a hoodie the same way you would a white man with face tattoos, which I was like, how, what world are those two things the same? But he says, I'll finish his statements. How old do you expect your son to be when you explain to him that if the police pull him over, it could be dangerous? Whites, it's getting awfully quiet in here. How old will he be when you explain to him that it is better not to walk down the street alone ever because someone could consider him a threat and call the police? How old do you expect your son to be when you explain that if he is walking through a retail store, expect someone to look him up and down to see if he is a threat to steal something? How old will your son be when you tell him the stories about the men in your family that were pulled over for no good reason or were stopped because they looked like a robbery suspect? These are conversations we all have with our sons, right? I haven't had to have these conversations with my sons, and that is very much a privilege. And that's when I was like, I quote tweeted him and said, what about that shit you said about, you know, crossing the street for a black kid? I said, this you? And he was like, yes, that was me. And I've had many conversations since then to understand exactly why that was wrong. And I was like,
well, excuse me.
It was only one response I could have.
Hey.
Come on over here, bring Dirk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you know he coming, him and his black wife. Dirk gonna have a dashiki.
Dirk coming through with the kente cloth already. He didn't get no new kente cloth like Nancy Pelosi.
This is already his collection.
He just went to the closet and pulled that drip out on their ass.
Come on.
And said, give me my tinfoil, baby. It's time to go to the cookout.
Get that man a fish plate.
Okay. I'm bringing some strudel. Okay. That's what we have in Germany, I think that's what they eat. I'm bringing some delicious German food in exchange for all this Negro food I'm taking home in these to-go boxes.
Dirk already know the rules. Be like, do you want hot sauce?
Mm-hmm.
You need some oil and vinegar for your greens.
Mark Cuban might not have no black people on his roster, but he got our backs in his heart. We appreciate you, Mark. Somebody teach him how to do the electric slide.
Come on.
Oh man, Mark Cuban's coming to the cookout, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see who else is coming to the cookout. Jeff Bezos,
the Amazon man,
everybody's least favorite man. He will be a trillionaire by the year whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's getting mad about that shit. He gonna be the first trillionaire. It was like in the year 2097, but whatever. Keep that same energy. I feel y'all be mad. At least they mad at a white person for having some money for the first time.
Right.
But yeah, so he wanted to let us know he got an email. And he has some words for it. The email is from Dave to Jeff Bezos. It says, Black Lives Matter. So you would think, okay, so this is a good start. I agree with that.
Okay, this is something somebody wrote to him.
They wrote this to Jeff Bezos.
Okay.
Black Lives Matter is the title. I will dramatize a little bit.
Okay.
You guys know, as I want to do my reading. me. Do re mi fa sol la ti do. All right, I'm ready. You are a perfect asshole. You obviously are not an idiot, or you wouldn't have the financial success that you have had. I was placing an order with your company when I discovered your statement of support for Black Lives Matter. Pledge of support for a bunch of worthless niggers will ruin your company. White America is sick and tired of this nigger bullshit. I canceled my order, and I know for a fact I won't be the only one. Maintain your stance, and we will watch your profits decline and laugh about it. My business relationship with you is over. Fuck you in the ass, you piece of shit. Dave.
Okay. What did he say to Dave?
There have been a number of sickening but not surprising responses in my inbox since my last post. This sort of hate shouldn't be allowed to hide in the shadows. It's important to make it visible. This is just one example of the problem. And Dave, you're the kind of customer I'm happy to lose.
Clap your hands, everybody, if you got what it takes. Because I'm Curtis Blow, and I want you to know that these are the breaks.
Hey! We got new grills! Hey! He gonna pull up an Amazon truck.
Hey, listen.
He got the food coming for the cookout.
And these are the breaks.
Break it up, break it up, break it down.
Hey!
He know to show up and bring all of the, money.
Yep. Okay. Oh, he covering the tables, the
he
food.
Paying for the venue.
Come on.
Okay. Like we, no one's coming out of pocket for this anymore, guys.
Nope.
All right, and I'm talking no one. I don't even want Jay-Z and Beyonce paying for a fucking thing, okay? I want the white people paying for everything, and I think Jeff seems to be the one with the money, okay? I want next day delivery on all the grills.
All the grills.
Okay, I want a spatula that's connected to my Alexa. I want to be able to talk to, hey Alexa, how long am I supposed to flip this burger? You know what I'm saying? I need that in my life. Appreciate you, Jeff. Way to come through, man. Who else is getting into the cookout? Oh, the Democrats. So the Democrats showed up today.
Mm-hmm.
And people, you know, it's Twitter, so you can't really go by what the fuck they be talking about. But some people was mad at their lurk because they showed up with the kente cloth swag on. They was, niggas was mad on Twitter.
I don't care.
Here's a picture. It's so good. This is the best. This is honestly the best.
Oh, this is what they was mad about?
I love it. I fucking look at, first of all, what we not gonna skip over though, what we not just gonna gloss over, is my girl Nancy came to slay, okay?
Come on.
The rest of them came to play.
She had the brightest color. She was like, y'all gonna see me, bitches.
She coordinated with her kente cloth, okay? Someone hit her up the day before. The rest of these niggas found out this morning.
Right. When, and they just got handed a scarf.
Yeah, like this morning. And Cory Booker didn't wear one. Anyway, this morning, the rest of them found out. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they said blow it up, baby.
Blow it up more? Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on. Oh wait, hold on. I can make the screen big. Give
yeah,
me
that's what
second,
I meant.
Y'all. All right, let me go back. Is that better?
Yeah,
listen, my girl Nancy came through with the orange heels.
I didn't realize her heels was orange too.
She came through because you know you don't wear orange like that for no reason unless you already was like, I'm coming out the crib ready to floss on their ass in this motherfucking kente cloth scarf. Though I know that much.
Come on,
everybody stopped by the fucking fraternity store.
Yes, they did.
Stopped by Howard Campus and
and got a rush order.
And here's the
thing, like, can we have these by tomorrow at 2?
Here's the thing, I was talking about this on my Facebook Live. If you're mad about this, honestly, you have too much time on your hands. And this is what's happening now with black people. People are finally listening to us, so we're bringing up every little gripe. But
right
in this case, what happened was the CBC, the Congressional Black
Caucus,
they said they here in honor of this legislation and about black lives, we want you to wear this. And so now I want you guys to think about the catch 22 of this. If Nancy Pelosi and these white people tell the CBC
no, it's gonna be
no,
a problem.
It's a bigger problem than y'all having little offended sensibilities because some black people bling these niggas out,
right?
So they basically had two bad choices. Either we offend our black colleagues and say, hell no, they gonna laugh at us on Twitter. Or we wear the shit, y'all laugh at us on Twitter, but at least Maxine Waters is taking my calls.
Come on! I'd rather have Mac, no, you niggas don't matter. Maxine Waters needs to take my calls.
That's the full story that you won't hear on the internet. Y'all let me know if it doesn't blow us back up.
It did.
Okay. But yeah, so either way they was gonna get clowned. And the CBC, you know, like, I'm not gonna clown that. Like, that's what the fuck they thought was cool, whatever. The more important part of the story that people glossed over, they revealed new legislation to reform police policies and hold officers accountable for any abusive behavior.
Yeah, that's why people skipping over. Everybody would just say, pass them laws. Well, what the fuck you think they doing? They not doing nothing. They can do both. Goddamn, they can do both. Calm down. It's okay.
The other reason I support these whites, some of them, not everyone was white, but most of these whites, they took a knee for the 8 minutes and something for silence for George Floyd. Now, before we get into the, I don't really like this whole taking a Kaepernick knee for George Floyd because of the cop and the way he died and stuff, but I'm also not really truly vexed by it. I just don't like, it just feels weird to me to see the shit. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's not the biggest deal, right? It's just more like a roll your eyes moment where I'm like, these niggas. But the bigger issue is taking a knee at 70.
Woo!
For 8 minutes.
That's a long, at the arthritis and bursitis and all them itises and your back start aching and shit. Come on.
I've been doing yoga for approximately 2 weeks.
It's a beast.
And I be sore from just little, like, damn, this nigga want me to turn my whole side and lay my back this way.
Yes.
I'm not taking a knee for 8 minutes. We don't do any position in the yoga I'm doing for 8 minutes straight. 8 minutes of no, nigga, not at that age. Absolutely. What if I just sit in a chair and then just like nod my head down? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, well, can I just lie prone? on the ground, yeah, flat.
They ain't had no knee pads. It was full knee to the hard ass ground.
And for 8 minutes.
8 minutes.
I couldn't do that today. If you say I need you to hold your knee down for 8 minutes, I'm like, do you know how much fucking basketball I have played? Can I switch knees halfway through? Like, can it, well, okay, cool, I'll do it, but who's gonna rub my knee when I get up?
Who's gonna assist me trying to get up?
Like, who gonna give me something to lean on so I can make it back to standing position?
Come on!
Get the fuck out of here. So that was already impressive. But that's also not the biggest story. The 136 page bill includes new policies to make it easier to prosecute officers for misconduct in civil court. If passed, the bill will reform qualified immunity, which means that if people's constitutional rights are violated by cops, they will be able to recover the damages. Because right now it's like, well, the cops have basically immunity to violate your rights.
Mm-hmm.
The bill also aims to implement structural reforms at the Justice Department and incentivize state attorney generals to conduct pattern and practice investigations of local police departments, according to CBS. It will also provide grants for states to investigate police-involved deaths. The bill will create a national police misconduct registry. Right? That's right, y'all. It don't exist already.
Oh, no, right. That's why they're able to hop around.
Yeah, it don't exist already, right? Isn't that sad? We don't keep a track of how many people police kill. And force law enforcement to turn over data on police use of force allegations. The bill was announced Monday by Nancy Pelosi, Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, and other congressional Democrats. Before the press conference, Democrats kneeled in silence in the Emancipation Hall at the U.S. Capitol for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. The world is witnessing the birth of a new movement in our country, said Congresswoman Karen Bass, chair of the Congressional Black Caucus, during a press conference. A profession where you have the power to kill should be a profession that requires highly trained officers who are accountable to the public. This moment of national anguish is being transformed into a movement of national action as Americans from across the country peacefully protest to demand an end to injustice, Nancy Pelosi said.
Mm-hmm.
So, you guys know what that means, man. Gotta give it up.
Hey! Yes! All right.
I am everyday people. Looking out for the people every day out there. I see you,
come
Nancy.
On. I'm trying to pass laws.
I know this shit ain't gonna make it past the Senate, but go ahead, player.
I am trying. Y'all can't say I'm not trying.
It's up to us to get Mitch McConnell out.
Yeah, it is.
My own.
Y'all vote. You registered to vote?
Mm-hmm. Now I gotta stop it there, because this song is very anti-black, okay? I don't know if y'all know this, but that first verse, I don't know what they was on. I thought Arrested Development was for the people, but I guess they want niggas arrested, okay? They put it right in the title, all right? He was like, they was acting like some niggas. I was like, some what? What happened?
Maybe because I never really paid that attention.
Oh, yeah. That's investigation, maybe she was demonstrating, but nevertheless, I was pleased. My day was going great, and my soul was at ease. Until a group of brothers started bugging out, going the nigger route. A black queen, holding their crosses and being obscene. At first, I ignored them, cause see, I know the type. They got drunk, they got guns, and yeah, they wanna fight. See, he will be on the other side of protest.
Yeah, and this is before I was woke, y'all, so.
This is the woke people. Arrested Development was the woke niggas at the time. And
I wouldn't where I was now.
He was like, they thought I was soft, I will punch a nigga in his face. I'm like, what? And they see a young couple having a time that's good. And the Eagles want to test their brothers' manhood. So they came to test speech because of my heritage. And the loud, bright colors, that I wear.
I was a target because I'm a fashion misfit. And the outfit that I'm wearing, brothers dissonant. While I stay calm and pray the niggas leave me be. But they see the parts of my date's anatomy. My lord, your brothers have to drill me. Because if I stop and hit this man, I'll
have to kill me. Because I don't know what that has to do with everyday people, but he was, he let you know. Do not be catcalling his woman, because he will fuck your nigga ass up, okay? And
no matter how much you pick up his outfit.
I feel your speech. Time for woke, time for jokes. I feel you on that one, bruh. All right, last one. There's so many, we can literally do this segment every day. There's a deluge of white people doing the least that is now making it the most, because we are in these uncertain times, y'all. Stone Cold Steve Austin goes viral.
What? Not Stone Cold?
Stone Cold. Mr.
He been around forever.
Put a six, just chug a sixer right there on stage. Stone Cold. He went viral. Someone said for us, he was talking about the Confederate flag. And someone, April Vickery, says, for us, it wasn't a sign of hatred or hate or ignorance. It's a sign of Southern pride. A pride in who you are and where you come from. The people who come from the people you know stood for heritage, lineage, family, and pride. Never stood for hate, ever. And he replied it in all caps, by the way.
God, that's when you know they're serious.
That's nice and all, but if I recall, it don't matter what it means to you, because to African Americans everywhere, it's a symbol of oppression, hatred, and inequality. So your little heritage, not hate story don't mean shit, because your stupid little heritage was built on the backs of slaves, and identifying with that kind of sort of definitely makes you trash in Texas rattlesnake's eyes. So you can continue to spew your bullshit, but just know that none of us care, you dumb racist some bitch, and that's the bottom line.
Well, damn! Shots fired! He was like, word!
Oh, come on over. I know you bringing a sixer.
Come
on. You know, bringing a 24 pack. Come on through.
Yes!
You know, I love
somebody
you.
Here drink your Budweiser.
I know you like the Bob. What's your favorite patch? 316, go on, give. Let's go on and let you lead the prayer meeting, okay? And if anybody come up with a Confederate flag, we know who to send over there to handle the shit. Who would have known?
Right? Ask somebody don't know nothing about wrestling and thinking he a stripper. Girl, I didn't know they had mighty strippers in here.
I know. I thought he was one of the officers.
Right, I like them booty shorts he got on, girl.
You like my mind.
He held with that. He called her a some bitch. SUMBITCH. No spaces. All caps.
All caps.
No caps, but all caps.
Outstanding.
We like the way you move. Come on. They gonna mess around somebody. Fuck around. Throw some dollar bills at him.
You know, we normally don't drink Bush and Boone's Farm and shit, but for you, bro.
We'll drink it.
First six is on me, bro. I got you. Okay.
Got you.
It's on Jeff Bezos, but still, I'll bring it over to you. Oh man, my man, the bare mineral. Okay, he doesn't fuck with the Confederate flag, but that's enough.
Mm-hmm. In the chat room, they were saying he been woke for a hot minute.
That's what I heard, man. But he don't look like the type. You just wouldn't think it from his wrestler persona, being a bald head white man and shit. You would think you could just. He was out here on some bullshit, but nah, my man Steve said, hold on, buddy. Not so fast, my friend. Okay. You dumb son bitch. Oh, man. All right, let's get into some other stuff.
He fucked around. He was like, get, 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 get.
Play, get, 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 get.
Yes.
I'm finna kill you. He was ready for the smoke. All right, let's get into some fucking with black people.
We're just fucking with those black people. We're just fucking with those blacks. We're just fucking with black people.
That's right, guys. It's time to play the game we all hate to play. It's fucking with black people. The game that makes us go all around the globe, find different articles that make us feel fucked with. The real sign point scores from 0 to 100 and intervals of 25. Today's contestants, everybody. All right. Let's see who's fucking with us today, guys. Oh, this guy's back in the news.
Who?
Terry Crews.
Oh, what Terry Crews done did?
Terry Crews sparked some outrage, Karen.
Okay.
Terry Crews sparks outrage with controversial black supremacy tweet.
Okay, yeah, because I seen him trending at number one. I was like, okay, and I just kept pushing. I was like, he did something.
He said, Terry. Oh, Terry. Remember when we supported Terry? Remember? We all was rooting for this man, and it's just been disappointing all downhill from here, you know?
I was rooting for you! We were all rooting for you! How dare you!
It's so sad.
How dare you!
And you know, it always comes from a place of, like, this is the thing I'm trying to say. When you make these motherfuckers symbols for some shit that they're not really symbols for, they're not really like able to participate in these high level Twitter discussions with all this shit, and you end up with people being like disappointed in them because they were on a pedestal they never were supposed to be on. And he did a lot of stuff where he had a chance to learn about sexual assault and all this stuff because he was the focal point of it, and people were very desirous to have a male face of the Me Too movement.
Mm-hmm.
He's a nice guy, quote unquote, you know, he plays a lot of lovable, you know, big goofy big black dude roles and shit, well spoken, like he's a great spokesperson in all the check mark boxes. But the end of the day is like, is he doing that work? And by work, I don't mean work against sexual assault, but like, is he like reading? Is he learning? Is he on these panels? Is he following these people? Or is this more of a self-serving thing where it's like, oh, y'all have my back, I'm gonna go where the love and support is.
Mm-hmm.
Black women show me love and support, so let me run up and be like, yeah, thanks, sisters. And it's easy. It's cruise control until you start making these fucking statements and he's saying shit that y'all don't fuck with. He's saying, you know, it's really about fathers. These children need men and women in their life, like multivitamins, and black men aren't getting enough love, and black fathers ain't getting this. And then people get mad at him and shit for saying something that probably wouldn't have been as disappointing, quote unquote, a year ago when you didn't think he was deserved to be on a pedestal.
Right.
So anyway, this nigga, he said, equality is truth. Like it or not, we in this together. But first he said, oh wait, here's the full tweet. Defeating white supremacy without white people creates black supremacy. Equality is the truth. Like it or not, we all in this together.
That statement makes no sense. He basically is like, well, you're kicking out of white people, you just have black supremacy, which actually doesn't make sense. But it was kind of his way of be like, well, you just have a bunch of niggas being on top.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still stupid statement to make.
Yeah, who the fuck is asking for black supremacy?
Nobody.
Like, maybe there's a couple people jokingly asking for it or something, right. But the truth of the matter is black people don't want to be white people, replace white supremacy with black supremacy.
We just want
black people just want you to take your fucking foot off our back.
Treat us equally. That's all we ask.
Just ease up, you know?
I just want to live.
Like, this is crazy. And of course, all these different people responded to him. It seems that he only responded to, you know, mostly men, you know. Yeah, looking at his tweet, he didn't,
a lot of them.
Yeah, he didn't really respond to a lot of sisters. Let's see.
He responded to one
sister. June 6th. So he said, she said, Terry, I love you. I love you on AGT, and I love you for being a great black man who's a father and a husband. You're doing the right thing, and people will shame you either way. Keep your head up, and thank you for speaking up. Oh, well, that's the one he replied to.
Right.
I need to hear this. Thank you. But yeah, he said, Tyler James Williams responded to him, I'm not trying to call you out at Terry Crews, but you know, it's all a love always, heart emoji, but we're rightfully angry right now, fed up with anyone not with our cause wholeheartedly. I don't want to see that energy pointed your way or diverted from the cause. And he replied to that, I understand, Tyler, I was not saying black supremacy exists, because it doesn't. I'm saying if both black and whites don't continue to work together, bad attitudes and resentments can create a dangerous self-righteousness. That's all. Who the fuck is, you brought up black supremacy. You brought this up. No one thought this was even a possibility. No one sitting around. Also, just by the nature of the problem, it's impossible to solve white supremacy without the help of white people. It's impossible.
Right. It's called white supremacy.
You know, that's like that's so crazy. Kevin Powell said, this makes absolutely no sense. Makes very, very black self-hating assumption that black folks will actually try to do harm to white people in major ways when there's no proof or history of any such behavior, even remotely close to white supremacist behavior. Please read books, sir. And Terry Crews, please read books, sir, is a great read. Terry Crews replied, that's not what I'm saying, Kevin, at all. He also said, if you call him a coon or something, you a black supremacist. So, you know, and I was like, fuck, he got me. Oh, I was gonna say it. Oh, you're too late. He got me first. This is a big joker right there. Can't say it. Oh, but I was thinking to myself, like, I'm lucky because I'm not a black supremacist. Mm-mm. But as people notice who listen to the show for a while, I am a taco supremacist, okay? When I go to Taco Bell,
ain't that like a good old Taco Supreme?
I don't order them regular tacos y'all be getting. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Supreme my shit, homie. Okay, I want the sour cream. I want that little mushy tomato medley that go on the top of it, and everything. Cheese, please. Yes, thank you. And some of that nutritious iceberg lettuce.
Because I mean that Taco Bell.
That is the height of tacos to me. Taco supremacist. But yeah. Godfrey, the comedian, responded, I love you as a friend, my brother Terry, but I disagree with you 100%. No such thing as black supremacy. That is a tactic that racist whites use to counteract our rebellion to their horrific treatment of us. It's called gaslighting. Black pride isn't anti-white. Terry Crews says, I agree. I'm not discussing white people here. There are gatekeepers of blackness within our own community who decide who's black and who's not. I have often been called out for not being black enough. How can that be? What? That, so he switched from, y'all don't, if you, you, this nigga. Yeah,
you know how we do. Guarantee you somebody done told that man he wasn't black enough.
I want to call you one. Is it okay if I call him one?
This dude, bruh. He's so fucking exhausted, man. And he got black person calls me a coon and or Uncle Tom for promoting equality is a black supremacist because they have determined who's black and who's not. He switched the whole definition of what black supremacist was.
That's not what that means.
And then 8 hours ago, he said, I believe it's important we not suffer from groupthink. And we keep... that's the one right there, boy. And we keep minds of our own, be allowed to ask difficult questions to each other. I believe this dialogue is important as we get through this trauma together. I love you. Please know that everything I said comes from a spirit of love and reconciliation for the black community first. Also, now you're a black supremacist. Don't you mean both communities? Then the world as a whole, in hopes to see a better future for black people. Boy, you play too much. Ha! Anyway, 0 to 100, Kern.
The truth be told, zero, because I don't actually care enough. I mean, I hate to be like this, but I don't care enough.
Okay. All right. Terry Crews, I hate to say it this way because it does. It's no way for it not to sound shady. It's just no way. So I'm just going to have to say it this way. But it is like a zero. And I wish it was a better way to say it. it doesn't sound so disrespectful, but I'm just gonna fucking say it. I don't have any respect for this dude. So it's like the ability to piss me off with what you just said is very low, because I don't really have a lot of respect for his, like, for his talk, his words on these type of matters. I think the whole thing that happened with the Me Too movement was very self-serving. You know, I would never disrespect and talk about his assault and shit. I hate when I saw people doing that. I don't fuck with that at all. You know, I saw a lot of people on some like, good, I can finally say he got, you know, and all these mean fucking things. I don't care about that. It really,
that's irrelevant to this.
Yeah, and the thing is, it really does tell the truth on people when they go to that insult.
Right.
Because
that's,
it's like,
you've been waiting on.
Right. And that's the crux of this shit. A lot of these people, it was fake in the beginning. All the whole thing was fake. It was fake him buying into it and telling everybody he's the new face of feminism for men. And it was fake with these people on Twitter acting like they really fuck with him and support him. He was a convenient victim. Right. To be like, and see, it's not about hating men. We like Terry Crews and we support him. And then to see some of those same people drop all pretense last night and be like, fuck him, glad he got assaulted. Then it's like, okay, so it was not really ever about him. So, you know, anyway, good luck with the black supremacy and shit, you know. Ben Carson suggests systemic racism isn't real anymore. Come on, gifted hands, come through.
What happened to it? Did it just disappear?
It just poof, went away. He's the unqualified secretary of U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development.
Come on, unqualified. He spoke about
everything from the ongoing protests to the NFL's national anthem kneeling controversy to his beloved leader, President Donald Trump. It was a Sunday morning news show. He went on CNN. Carson urged people to give Trump a second chance.
I didn't give him a first chance. What are we talking about here?
To react to George Floyd's horrific police homicide in Minneapolis.
Why? He shows he doesn't care. He does not care.
The president infamously retweeted an interview with the decidedly anti-black Candace Owens defending the now fired cop who killed Floyd, who was handcuffed and unarmed with Derek J.L. Chauvin kneeled on his neck and deadly foot levels of pressure. In the interview, host Glenn Beck also pointed to Floyd's criminal history almost as a way to blame him for his own death that a medical examiner ruled as a homicide. Keep in mind that Donald Trump called the brother of George Floyd and talked to him and did not let him speak. Keep in mind, he talks about George Floyd would be looking down from heaven and happy about the economy numbers that later found out he lied about, but the media put those numbers out there to say the economy was back.
No, we're in a recession. The hell they talking about?
Right. But not to be outdone, Carson, not necessarily known as an emissary for black culture, let alone understanding it, weighed in on the kneeling protest against police violence. Of course. Come on, Ben. Why?
And yet the president called Kaepernick and anyone else who engages in that kind of peaceful protest a son of a bitch.
My personal feeling is if those players were to come out and say, we love our nation, we are patriots, we love our flag, we honor the memory of those who died to give us our freedom, but we are protesting some of the brutality that has occurred, and that's why we are doing this, I think it would solve the problem. And I suggest that they do that.
They have done that. What?
Don't matter what they say. You just don't like what they're doing.
Ben Carson.
They're silent, you get angry. They speak out, you get angry. They burn shit down, you get angry.
Ben Carson reminds me of Billy Dee Williams' character in Undercover Brother. Like, what the fuck happened to you, bro? Like, what in the Get Out? Somebody fucking strobe like his cerebellum or some shit so he can snap out of this shit. What the fuck?
Got a flashlight?
You weren't always like this. We do have proof that this was not a thing you used to say. God damn. The worst. It's not even dumb. It's just despicable. It's just despicable, man. Anyway, 0 to 100.
This one gets a chorus because of the position that he's in with that process of thinking.
Yeah, I gotta give it to Jakars as well. He's doing so much harm to our community under the auspices of
stripping HUD. Fair housing, right?
Yeah, so Jakars for him too. He's the worst. I can't fuck with him. You know, wish I could. Here's a story that'll interest Nick Jew.
Okay.
Rachel Lindsay, the Black Bachelorette. May cut ties with The Bachelor over embarrassing race issues.
Oh shit.
She went on AfterBuzz TV and said in the 40 seasons The Bachelor has had one black lead.
40 seasons, good god.
We are on 45 presidents, and in 45 presidents has been one black president. You are almost on par to say you're more likely to become the president of the United States then you are to be a black lead in this franchise. That's insane. That's ridiculous. It's been asked of me, will I continue in this franchise if it continues in this way? I can't. I have to see some type of change. It's ridiculous. It's embarrassing at this point. It's embarrassing to be affiliated with it.
Yeah, because the thing is, between Bachelor and Bachelorette, has there ever been a black man?
Mm-mm.
Right.
You know, they're afraid of that.
A brown man, Latino man.
That's the thing, man. Like, say what you want to about it, you know, America's still fucking afraid but fascinated by black dick. I don't know why, man. It has been so long. It's just a dick.
But it functions like the rest of them.
Like, are the Kardashians even interested if it's not fucking black niggas? If they not fucking niggas?
Mm-mm.
Is this even a story? Do we care? Like, it's literally like you fuck with black dude, everyone want to talk about it. That's the whole fucking thing. And at the same time, everyone is disgusted by it. Don't nobody want to see it except black.com, the number one website, and every fucking other porn title is some sort of variation of niggas fucking white women and shit. Like,
it's on the front of every porn page.
It is honestly the sin of slavery. That is a relic of it. The idea of the forbidden white woman and the black fucking brute, you know, and there's a lot of black men who buy into it that will accept that as a substitute for love. They'll say fetishization is something, it's better than hate, right, to them. But god, man, it's fucking disgusting, dog. And then to think when it comes to, you know, like porn and shit, number one, everybody knows what that is, a little inside wink wink joke. But then when it comes to fucking like the places where, you know, we're supposed to have just decorum in public and shit, TV, they like, no, we can't have no black man with, you know, 12 white women and six sisters and a couple Latina chicks and shit. No, we can't. America is not ready for that. Like, when the fuck are you supposed to be ready?
Right.
And you the one making a TV show. You know, take the ratings hit then. What, you gonna get canceled because you had a fucking black man as the lead?
No, y'all, you know, be back next season.
Shit is crazy, dog. Like, ugh. And I know it. And the thing is, I don't watch the show. And I'll never watch it. It's not my thing.
Man.
But I know that it would be even more of a problematic show if it had a black dude as the lead. Like, I'm not gonna like ignore that it would come down to, is he gonna pick a black woman? Yeah. What is, if he likes white women, which ones does he like, who he sending home?
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of shit about him, whether he's ugly or not. White women that just suddenly can't watch it for some reason.
Come
they don't
on,
know why.
Magically we can't watch it.
Right. Black men that start watching, like, shit gonna be all fucked up, man. Like, I get that there's a lot of issues with this, but you gotta rip the fucking band-aid off and just fucking show it, you know? Anyway, she says, so they got some dude named Mike Johnson. I guess he's a black dude. And, he was a big hit for fans during the Hannah Brown season. But he was not selected as the next Bachelor for the season following Browns. I would be thrilled if he, Johnson, was the Bachelor. I think a lot of people would. There was such a huge movement to make him the Bachelor last season. I gave a whole spiel. When I found out he wasn't, if it's him, everybody knows where I stand, said Lindsay. So I guess after you do it, you become like an ambassador for the Bachelor and Bachelorette series or whatever.
Must do. And they must pick somebody from like the previous season who lost as the next Bachelor.
Cause I think she's still with her dude or whatever, I think. I don't keep up with this shit. Anyway, 0 to 100.
I don't care, 0.
I give it a 50. Cause it's fucked up. You know, I don't even watch that shit and it's fucked up. Like,
and I think that's why, cause I don't.
Why you keep skipping the, like, we can't have too many blacks. I mean, we gave you one. What the fuck?
It's still fucked up, you know. I'm not, you know. So I guess I am a little irritated. I give it 25 because it's not that I don't care at all. Right. It's the fact that I don't watch the show, so I'm not invested. But I do understand the anger behind it for the people that do watch the show because, you know, representation does matter. And it's called a Bachelor and Bachelorette, not the white people show, but that's what you've turned it into because, you know, like somebody said, they had Latinos and things like that, you know, as the Bachelor and stuff before. But the thing is, they're not brown.
Right. Were they, what kind of Latinos?
Right.
Was they the white passing?
They were my color brown. Right.
You know, that doesn't mean they're not Latino, but no. White people, white gays, the white gays will find them more, and I mean G-A-Z-E, in case you've never heard that term before, Google it, G-A-Z-E. The white gays will find them more, acceptable than certain types of brown Latinx people, so.
Correct.
It really depends. Alright, let's do one more fucking with black people, guys. This is sent to us by Ashanti.
The Constitution does not decree the right to keep and bear arms. It says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Oh,
the NRA.
Hold on. This is so small. I don't know how to make it bigger.
You can't make the whole.
Fuck.
Does it allow you to make the screen bigger?
No, when I click on it, it doesn't make the screen bigger. It says picture in picture. Oh, because it's TikTok, so it's like their website. Can y'all see me moving this thing around on the screen?
Yeah, I didn't know if you could take it and blow it up.
So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna try to. Nope, can't even make it bigger. Fuck. All right, y'all. So, this is so funny, but you can't see it. I don't know how to fix this.
Oh, so you can't make it the third page?
Mm-mm. Oh, it won't let me. Like, this is as big as it's gonna get. What if I do this thing where, oh wait, what the fuck? That's not even right.
Oh, okay, my bad. I thought you could take it like you the other ones, just make it the third page and blow it. Right.
Okay, is that big enough? Can y'all see it?
Yes.
Okay, alright. Now I'm gonna play it. This
is that America's laws should be obeyed. And we will defend the right to bear arms
by any means necessary.
Wait a minute, baby. Pause now.
We will not be docile.
Black.
Ah, oh, fuck!
Wait a minute. It came back, but some was. Scared.
What about now? Do y'all see anything? Do y'all see it? No, is it just black again?
It's black again.
It's so small.
It's back now.
Yeah, it's so small though. Y'all not gonna. All right, I'm gonna play it, but
we can actually see it better once you blew it up.
Okay. All
right. Style for our oppressors. Right.
Wait. Hold on. I gotta start this over.
Right.
This joke is so good.
There you go.
The Constitution.
So it says message from the NRA. The
Constitution does not decree the right to keep and bear arms. It says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The NRA believes that America's laws should be obeyed. And we will defend the right to bear arms
by any means necessary. We will not be docile for our oppressors.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you're with the NRA?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there a problem?
No.
Of course not. The NRA thinks
you can't. For those who hear the audio later, it's a black dude dressed like a Black Panther with two belts of bullets on his jacket,
right?
Holding like a big ass assault rifle, wearing a beret, right between these two white dudes standing in front of an American flag.
That everyone should have guns.
Yes, all my brothers should have guns, and we will not rest until we are roaming the streets heavily armed.
Absolutely. How many brothers do you have?
Our numbers grow daily with every hate crime or case of police brutality.
Good. Why do you want to own guns again?
It's my right.
Right.
It's my right. Send me Santa. But yeah, that works. That's what I want you to do, to blow it up like that.
Okay, as long as it works.
Yeah, we can see it like that.
I fucking love that. Zero to 100.
Oh, zero. Why do you want guns again?
It's my right.
Yes.
My brothers. How many brothers do you have?
Are you a part? You a part of NRA? Yes, I am.
Our numbers grow every day with every act of police brutality.
Ah, that wasn't ready. But that's how it is when the niggas show up to NRA meeting. They're like, you got a gun? Yes, I'm a car carrying member, just like you.
Oh, that was so good. All right,
that's hilarious.
Let's move to some Guess the Race, guys. I'm having a good time with you today. Let's keep it going. All right.
Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time. Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time.
That's right, it's time for Guess the Race. The number one game show that across all the podcast land. We read and play news articles from all over the globe. And we ask our contestants today, Karen and the chat room, to guess the race. And of course, everyone playing the game is a Stone Cold racist, but not like Stone Cold Steve Austin, who is not a racist. Don't get it twisted.
Mm-mm.
Employee arrested after cutting coworker during physical altercation.
Oh shit.
A Taco Bell employee was arrested Sunday after police say she caused physical injury to a fellow coworker during an altercation. Must be one of them taco supremacists.
Ah!
LaSharion Yvette Fountain, 50.
Oh, shit!
Of Dothan is charged with second-degree assault. Dothan Police Lieutenant Scott Owens said officers responded to an assault call about 7 p.m. on Sunday. During an investigation, it was determined a verbal altercation between Fountain and a coworker occurred before Fountain allegedly cut the victim with a knife, causing minor injuries. That's right. 50-year-olds who work in Taco Bell do not fuck around with fisticuffs. You getting cut?
I work at motherfucking Taco Bell.
Fountain was released from the Houston County Jail on $15,000 bond. No one will ever know where she got that money from. Okay? That's not Taco Bell money. All right? Nobody can.
Not when they pay you didn't get that on Taco Bell. An hour.
Mm-mm. All right, Karen. Guess the race.
Oh, she black. 50? Yeah, she black.
Okay, Karen is going with black. Let's check the chat room and see what they believe. LaSure black, Dothan white. Let's see, Georgia B. Okay, black. That's a nigga. Black mama who ain't raised her kids because she was in jail. Black, all I need to know is the name. Black, didn't do nothing. Black, Taco Bell black, Taco Bell black. I thought you bleed blue black. Black attire. She was fucking the cashier black. Nigga. She's 100% nigga.
Oh no.
Color cut her, with the lettuce knife, spell it. Moon cricket, taco supremacist black. Negro, Nacho Bell Negro, black with a side order of black. They put on the Big Mama House for that bond. They put up Big Mama House for that bond black.
Oh no.
And black like Taco Bell's beans. The correct answer is a lot of you guys went black. I think everyone went black. And y'all got it correct, black. She started wilding out, going the nigga out. Okay.
Yeah.
Up in that Taco Bell. Okay. She's like,
it's slow. Okay. Oh,
she had
she got
chalupa.
A good wig on.
She do got a good wig on. I mean, she look like she'll cut a motherfucker.
She look like she lay some hands on you.
Mm-hmm. Somebody was got a little too spicy about that big beef Mexi melt.
Come on.
And next thing you know, she was on that ass. All right.
She had enough of them.
Mm-hmm. She was like, oh, okay. I got your Nacho Bell Grande, bitch. Okay, right here in my pocket. Let's see. A man allegedly climbs under a speeding truck filled with wine and drinks from the tank.
Oh shit.
I guess he wanted to get tanked.
Yeah, he did.
A California man was arrested after allegedly forced the driver of a tanker truck carrying red wine to pull over. He climbed aboard and began drinking from the tank as the truck continued down the highway. The dash cam video from a Cherokee Freight Lines tanker truck hauling bulk red wine through Modesto, California, allegedly shows suspect 39-year-old Gabriel Marino in a sedan putting his hazard lights on and directing the truck to the side of the highway. They pulled over,
right?
Believing he may have had a mechanical problem, the truck driver pulled over only to see Marino get out of his car wearing just underwear. He ran to the passenger side of the truck and out of view of the camera. As the driver pulled back onto the freeway, another onboard camera captured the suspect jumping back into the view, then on the back of the wine truck with no shirt and no shoes. Marino rode on the side of the tanker and then climbed.
So the person didn't know that's what he was doing.
No, and then climbed right underneath the truck as it hit the freeway speeds.
What?
This motherfucker pulled a, what was that movie where, what's the name of it? Cape Fear. He put a Cape Fear on some wine. Oh my God. Authorities say the suspect unscrewed a valve and sent the tanker's wine gushing out as he gulped as much as he could. So wine all over the highway now. Oh wait, Siri, chill out. We don't need you to do that. Wine all over the highway now.
Right?
I've listened to radio. I've listened to thousands
of calls. I'm assuming it might possibly be flammable too. What the hell?
This one's up there in the top 10, says Officer Tom Olson. This individual was able to release the wine from under the tanker and he placed himself underneath the tanker in such a manner. The best way to describe this was somebody doing snow angels. The trucking company weighed the tanker following the incident and lost about 1,000 gallons of wine. Most of it ended up on the highway. That's enough to fill about 5,000 bottles.
What?
Yep.
Oh, I make him pay for that.
Yep. All right, Karen, guess the race.
Oh, white.
Karen's going white. Let's check the chat room. What kind of wine come in a tank like that? Oceans of Wine, Uno Latinx. What is so loud? Do you hear that?
Yes.
Hold on, let me pause. All right, we're back after my iPhone decided to play Machine Gun Kelly on my motherfucking Bluetooth in my kitchen, y'all.
Right, because it was like, the hell is that music come from?
I'm like, what white dude has broken my house and likes listening to Machine Gun Kelly? Like, what is Ray Sonic doing in my house? Okay. Get this wigger shit off of my... No, all right. Why is Travis Kelce on my TV?
I don't know. This is some bullshit. I don't know.
Who switched this to Claws? All right. That's enough jokes. You said white, right?
Yes, I did.
Let me check the chat room. White, the whitest. That's what Caucasity right there. Impossible white man, white. Couldn't go to AA because of COVID, white. White beard and the three bears, Latinx. The correct answer is, I'm going to give it to Karen White. Now, he could be Latinx. I don't know. But he looked white passing to me.
Yeah, looked white passing.
What has to go wrong in your day?
Oh, what has to go wrong
for you to have no shoes, no shirt, no pants?
What has happened?
In your underwear. Flag down a wine tank. Like, were you just on the highway looking for a wine tanker? And then how did you know how to unplug it while hanging on to the fucking truck still?
I have no idea. How did you hold on going highway speeds, my nigga?
Why was no one?
How did they find him? It doesn't make. They got to the next spot and it was like, ooh, you lost a lot of wine.
Yeah, like, why? Wow, that is a lot. Okay, all right, let's go to the bonus round, everyone. Let's do it. We're doing this.
Double the points and the race. Double the points and the race.
That's right, double the points, double the race, and a bonus round of guess the race. So far, Karen is 2 for 2.
Woohoo!
Can she finish off this banner day with a perfect 3 for 3?
I'ma try.
Alright, let's see, guys. The first rule of evidence destruction is do not hit a cop in the face with a crack pipe tossed out of your vehicle's window. Somehow the bedrock criminal principal escaped ex-con Derry West 61 during a traffic stop last month near his residence in Port St. Lucie, Florida. According to police, West was driving a pickup truck around 11:15 p.m. when he was pulled over for failing to have lights illuminating his license plate. West apparently was unaware that the police officers were approaching from both sides of the Honda Ridgeline. As one cop came up to the truck on the passenger side, he spotted West throwing a small object out the passenger window. The airborne object struck me in the face and fell to the ground, the officer noted. I then observed the object to be a small glass tube.
Oh,
a crack pipe. West, who claimed the pipe was left in the truck by a friend, was arrested and booked into county jail, from which he was later released. Now, who got friends like that? Like, you're my friend. Don't leave your crack pipe in my car.
Don't leave your crack pipe.
Also, if it's an instrument of which to smoke the crack, I highly doubt anyone's leaving it behind.
Right, because you need it for your own purposes.
You need it for the crack. That's the whole thing.
That's the point?
Yeah. West was named in the April 29th criminal information charging him with attempted tampering with evidence, a felony. Uh-oh, that's some time. And possession of drug paraphernalia, a misdemeanor. He was pleaded not guilty to the charges at his next due in court July 8th. Man, that's wow. So if he wouldn't have thrown away the fucking crack pipe, he would have got less time. If they would have just found him with a crack pipe in the car. Shit. Outfitted with a GPS monitor, West is confined to his home with the exception of legal and medical appointments, according to court. And prison records, his rap sheet includes convictions for armed robbery, trafficking and stolen property, grand theft, burglary, evidence tampering, possession of drug paraphernalia, and violating a domestic violence protection order.
And what was his name again?
His name is Derry West, D-E-R-R-Y West. He was also convicted in 2018 for introducing contraband into a correctional facility. And a partridge in a pear tree.
White.
Karen's going with white. Okay. I'll finish the article. He was booked into custody on multiple open warrants. A glass crack pipe fell from his shorts and shattered on the ground. Oh, so he keeps the crack on him. Okay. I see you, player. Hey, stay ready and you never have to get ready. All right. Like, that's one dude that you never had to ask this question.
Do you want the smoke, bruv?
Because he do. All the time. The crack smoke. All right? But yeah, he then began to step on some pieces in an attempt to make them smaller and not usable as evidence. West then went on to say that he had forgotten the crack pipe, which tested positive for cocaine, was in his waistband. All right, Karen's going with white. Let's check the chat room. Oh, Karen's very conflicted over here, guys. You guys can't hear it on the podcast later, but
they keep, yeah.
She's got the Abraham Lincoln, like, fist to the chin.
I understand,
it's a lot of pressure on you right now.
Yes, and I am D-A-R-R-Y. I'm going to change mine to black.
Okay, so now you're changing it to black. You sure you don't need some extra time to think about it?
Let me.
Right, Karen, going with black. Let's check the chat room. Wow, y'all over the place. Black supremacists, 1990s black shit, Port St. Lucie that's black, black. I'm trying to get high, Craig, black. Mayo Sapien. Derek goes by Dookie in the hood, black. Joe Dirt or Drill Bit Taylor, dingy, dusty, greasy, white. We don't travel with our crack pipe. We don't travel with our crack pipe. We normally leave it at the crack house. Plus, he was able to get bail and home monitoring, ankle bracelet, white. So many charges and free, white and crackish. Florida crack, smoking cracker. I think Celebration Florida white, white. Gotta be I'll suck you black, black. I'll suck you. Is that what he said when he was like, I got to eat two cheeseburgers, man? No, he said, I'll suck your dick. I was like, man, that's actually, fuck Dare. That's what made me not do drugs, okay? It was that. I watched motherfucking Men's Society, and that man who, one, looked like no one wanted him to suck his dick, number one. And then number two, was willing to suck some dick, okay? Was trying to trade two cheeseburgers for some crack. I said, you know what, dog? Drugs ain't for me. I'm just not gonna be that one. I'm gonna find other things to be addicted to. Food is fine, sex, anything, but this.
Not that.
Alright, well, the correct answer is Karen went with black.
Mm-hmm.
He was black. A couple of y'all did say white. Karen, that was a very close, tough game. Well, it came down to a last second decision, on the race of, Derry. Can you bring us back to the game, to the moment, the situation? What was going through your mind there in the fourth quarter?
When you spelled his last name, I was like, I don't see no white people. I've never heard a white person named Derry. Mm-hmm. And I was going down a list of crimes. I was like, because he keep getting free, that shit sound white.
Mm-hmm.
But I just had to go black with it because they kept catching it with crack.
Mm,
not
okay.
That white people don't do crack.
But ultimately, the crack was a determining factor in your guess.
You know, most of the time, they do a lot of more of the meth.
Okay. And what do you, as you guys get ready to go on the road tomorrow and play another big Guess the Race game, what are you going to do to prepare for tomorrow night's Guess the Race?
We're going to be sure, you know, to study, to keep it clean. We're going to, you know, be sure we stay on top of our game, you know, keep our defenses up, you know, mm-hmm. so that we won't get blinded, you know, by the cheap shots.
All right. Well, good luck to you. And we'll be seeing you tomorrow for more race guessing, okay? Let's go to the final segment, Sword Ratchetness. Oh, wait, what? Didn't mean to do that. I feel bad when it comes to people like that. Because no one man should have all that powder, you know? Metro traffic in downtown Brussels was brought to a halt after a sword-wielding man was spotted inside a station, prompting police report. I know crack comes in rocks and not powder, guys. It's just a joke. The incident took place late on Monday evening in the metro station of Porte de Halle in the Meroles neighborhood of Brussels. The man was seen wandering around the station around 10 p.m. carrying a sword-like weapon. You know what a sword-like weapon is, guys?
Sword-like.
You know what a sword-like weapon is?
What?
A sword.
It is.
What the fuck is? It's
a
not like a
like it still can cut you.
It's not like a gun where like some guns do different shit. Like right. It's a sword. A sword does one fucking thing, and they all swords.
Cuts and stabs. That's the whole purpose.
It's very sword like. Was it a bat? No, it was a sword.
It was a bat.
It had sharp edges and a point and a hilt. The man was seen wandering around the station. Federal police came to the scene, took the man in for questioning, and traffic on the 26 line between stations Trone and Gare de Midi was briefly interrupted. It's unclear at this time if the man remains in police custody and what his intentions or motives were. Well, I'll tell you what, probably not good. Hate to profile here, guys, but motherfucker walk around in public with a goddamn sword, I'm gonna assume he's not up to positive things in the community. Mm-mm. That's just me. Haven't seen a lot of sword activism out here on these streets. We don't have a lot of stories of sword vigilantes and shit saving people.
Nope.
STIB spokesperson Francois Ledoun confirmed the incident and said that station security agents and police have detained the man and that no one had been injured. The Federal Police Press Service did not immediately reply for a request or comment. All right, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. Thank you, Karen, for being here.
Yay.
And we'll be back tomorrow. We'll be back at least later this week, hopefully tomorrow. But I know 10 a.m. me and Bossy are recording This Too Much, a recap. So, just keep it a heads up on that. And, the rest of the week will be determined on how we feel. All right, y'all. Until next time, I love you.
I love you, too.
Mwah.